Hi, Denzel. It's Nadine. I didn't know if I was supposed to call this number or your other one.
they both come to the same call.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Was this a good time for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm a little late in calling you. I was on a call, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was supposed to call him at 11.
No problem.
Okay. So you just want to do just the LSA application, right? Not the Google Ads, because I know we talked about both.
Can you give me an explanation of each one again?
Yes, of course. Okay. So Google Ads, it would be an investment of $300. That would be a month. But the Google Ads are the ones that run at the top, in between the Google Local Map and the Google Guaranteed. So Google Ads, you're not paying per click. What we're doing is we're putting that $300 budget, and we're managing those ads. You could choose specific zip codes. You could choose by county. So it's like having not only the local map, but also the Google Ads at the top.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, the Google Guaranteed is the one at the very tippy top with the green check mark. That's the paper lead, right? Remember that the lead's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not going to share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. And for that one, they have the requirements, right? You have 5 Google reviews. They require certificate of liability insurance, whatever your state requires, and either that you have the Washington State General Contractor License or the Washington State Plumbing Specialty Contractor Registration one, which I think you have one of those, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I know I have the side sewer contractor, which is a specialty plumbing.
Is that the Washington State Specialty Plumbing Contractor Registration one?
I believe so. Like I said, I know that it's a specialty contracting for plumbing.
Okay. Yeah. As long as, because those are the two that it's asking for. Either one of those, the general contractor license or the state plumbing specialty contractor registration one.
Gotcha. Is there any way that you can look up to make sure that the license that I have is the right one?
Yes. Let me see here. Hold on. Did you send us a document? Let me see if I can pull it up.
I think so.
I don't know if I can pull it up on my part of the back office. Let me see. Let me go to, try here.
I know I have a picture of it, so I can put it up here. Yeah, so I have the registered as provided by law, construction contractor, sanitation system, / side sewers.
Huh. Let me see. Let me look up something. Washington State Plumbing. I'm looking it up right now. Plumbing.
Now, I'm not a plumber.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
But you do the sewers, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let me kind of go over with you what that entails when it comes to the plumbing. Okay, so to be very clear. So under the plumbing, this is what's listed. Unclogged drains, install faucet, repair faucet, install garbage disposal, repair it, repair outdoor systems, repair pipe, repair sewer, repair shower, toilet, install water heater, repair water heaters. So basically on this one, all you do is just a strict sewer.
Yes, sewer, and then we do drain cleaning too.
You do drain cleaning. Okay. That's
fine. We do
drain
cleaning, and then we replace the outdoor plumbing system.
Okay, which I think would be under the repair outdoor systems, right?
Yes.
That's what I would think.
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you, with Google Guaranteed, right, they want you to at least do 2 or 3 of those, at the very least, of the ones that I mentioned, which you do the sewer, you do the outdoor, and then you do the unclogged drains, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So if I'm looking back at the notes, because I know that they get very particular, let me see here, because I know you're not a plumber, but it falls under the plumber category, if that makes sense,
yeah.
Right? Even though you're not a plumber. So when it talks about, let me go here. Either I got to get better glasses or I need to do my font bigger. Sometimes I feel like the writing gets even smaller. I'm like, Lord. Okay, plumbing, listed background. Okay, got that. Pinkerton. Okay. Client went to access. Okay. Where is the part? Because I know for the plumbers, they want you to at least do one of them, and I believe it's the unclogged drains. Bear with me here.
No problem.
Okay, specific industry, got it. What is the license? Okay, does client have an accord? Oh, come on. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, plumber, you got to at least unclog a drain or repair a toilet. You unclog the drain, so you're good. Okay. So, even though you're not a plumber, it's going to require either one of those two specific licenses that I mentioned. I'm just looking to see if what falls under that, because yours says sewer and what's the other one?
My license?
Yeah.
It is a construction contractor sanitation system / side sewers. The code for it is CCSU.
ECSU?
CC. CAT.
CCSU?
Yes. I mean, I can go and get a general contractor's license, too, if I need to.
Is it that hard for you to get it?
No, it's easy.
Is it? How soon would you think you'd be able to get it?
I could go to L&I tomorrow and probably have it. I want to say that this was released to me within, like, 3 days of applying for it.
Oh, dang, they do it quick, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, it's not like in California. Oh, my God. California is, like, hideous.
Well, California, for general contractors, you gotta test for it and everything.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. I was just talking to someone. This one guy told me, in California, we need so much licensing for so many different things. I mean, pretty soon we're going to need one just to use the bathroom. I started laughing. I was cracking up when he said that. Okay, what I would suggest is this. I would suggest to play it safe, get the general contractor one, but I would still suggest that you upload both because we're going to show them that you have that other license too. You know what I mean? Because only because Google is requiring those two specific licenses, and I would rather that you have at least a general contractor one. This way they can't say like, oh no, he doesn't qualify because, well, no, he does. He has this one. Even though he's got both of these licenses. You know what I mean? And it just makes it look even better for you, too, having both of those licenses. You know?
Yeah.
I would just rather do it safely like that, since it's a lot easier for you to get that one without jumping through all million hoops like we have to in California. Like, it's crazy. I think it's just our state wanting more and more money, you know, but that's just my opinion.
And then as for the insurance, is there a specific amount that needs to be insured?
Let me go back.
$1 million right now.
You have $1 million right now? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll actually give me the specific. I know it's whatever your state requires, but give me 1 second and I'll pull it up right now because I just had it open. And where did it go? Here. Okay. Insurance, they want $250,000. So you're good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're good. Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see here. So basically, just to kind of run it through you again. So the $250 is for the application fee. I'm going to send you the application. You're going to fill it out. Okay. You're going to submit it as soon as you have the general contractor license, right? Submit it with both licenses. So that way they see you have both. Okay.
And then how do I submit it? Do I just submit it online?
You just upload it. Yeah, you would upload it. There's a hyperlink. You click to upload, and then you're just going to upload your certificate of liability insurance, the one document. It's called the Accord. We give you an example. Okay. We don't need all the pages. You want to make sure that your business name, everything's the same, right? You're the only one that we're going to do the background check on. Because if you put that you have employees, what's going to happen is they're going to want to run the background check on them too. Okay? So, you know, unless if you know specifically, hey, that employee doesn't have anything on their record, then I would say, okay, cool, then you can do it if they're actually going out and doing the estimates for you. But I would suggest keep it to you, in my opinion. Now, it takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, okay? What I would suggest getting you started today, by Friday, you think you would have the license, right?
Yeah, I should.
Okay. Would you rather have your client interview on Friday of this week or Monday to play it safe?
I would say Monday of next week.
Monday?
I'm going to, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to start doing research on what's required for that. But like I said, I'm pretty sure that for general contractors in Washington, it's not required for that.
Okay, perfect. So what I would do is I will schedule your client interview for Monday because this way at least you would have your application done by then. And then what they're going to basically do is just kind of go over everything with you just to make sure that everything's, you know, correct or whatever and answer any questions you have. It's like a, like literally a 30-minute call. It's not even that long, to be quite honest. We'll let you know once we, once it gets submitted, we push it through to Google. Pinkerton or Evident ID are the two companies that Google uses to run the background check. Once we know who it is, we're going to notify you because it's in real time. You got to be on the lookout. You got to either, you got to follow the steps. One might ask you upload your driver's license or identification, front and back copy, because they're verifying it's you. The other one might ask you put in your social, put in your birth date, because they got to verify it's you. And it's got to be done in real time, so I think it like expires after 24 hours before we have to have them resubmit it to you again. Okay?
Okay.
But we'll notify you. Now, once you get approved, okay, we would let you know, hey, you've been approved. Do you want us to turn on the leads? Now, to activate your leads, the minimum monthly budget is $730, which will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are costing you $56. But remember, if someone's calling you to remove a toilet or replace a toilet, and that's not listed on your services, and you do not accept it, it's unqualified. They're going to credit it back.
Okay.
Okay? If they called you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept that job, unqualified, they're going to credit it back. If they called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified leads, they credit it back. Google's going to give you a special tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. All calls are recorded. Because this is how Google knows what's qualified and what's not. And you'll hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect. And that's how you'll know. You can still track everything as well with this program. Now, let's say you're bombarded with a lot of work. You need to shut off the leads. You call us, Denzel, and say shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. If you shut them off and you've only gotten two leads, when you turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Okay, if you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in your budget rolls over to the next month. So that means the next month you're not paying $730 again, you're paying the $56 for the lead that you got the month before. Now also, Google will let us know, okay, if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means that you would have the capability, okay, of either paying double or triple the lead cost. By doing that, that gets you closer to the top. Okay? At that point, we would let you know if you need to do the max bidding and if you even qualify for it. Okay?
Okay.
I don't see that there's like a whole lot of plumbers in your industry. I know there are, but specifically, you know, I see that they allow 20 on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
But again, it would depend on Google if you qualify for that, but know that there might be that possibility that you would have to pay triple or even double the lead cost. Okay. Not saying that you have to, but I got to be transparent with you on that. If at any point you want to increase the amount of leads that you're getting, you could always say, hey, I want 20 leads this month. The minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead unless you were having to do max bidding. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how it all works. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, I know we had discussed both of them. I don't know how I know Google Guarantee is going to take a few, 4 to 8 weeks. I mean, sometimes I see it happen in four. But again, you're not being charged for the leads until we call you to let you know you've been approved and when to activate them. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. So did you want to proceed with the Google application for the Google Guaranteed and hold off on the Google ads, or what's your...
I'm going to get off the phone with you and then give Elle and I a call and start working on that, and then I will give you a call back.
Okay, for the LSA? Did you want to start the application process now for the Google Guaranteed, or what did you want to do?
No, I don't want to start it until I'm sure that I can get the general contractor's license.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a call and let me know. If you can, send me a picture of your license, and I'll verify with the team on that one too, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Just to make sure. Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, then. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.